Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Yes, we had D.C. Reeves, who is on the line with us. He was doing a Fox hit a few minutes ago, and we weren't able to make our regular appointment for him. But that's fine. We got plenty of time now. And Mayor Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir. Nope, I didn't put him on. There we go. Sorry about that. I'm having to press all the buttons today, and I keep forgetting which ones to do. Sorry. Go ahead, sir. How you doing?
Thanks for having me. Appreciate that.
Absolutely. Okay, so you're the mayor of the historic snowfall city in Northwest Florida, double the old record. What do you think?
Yeah, well, our primary focus has been, I see all the photos. I've got a 10-year-old daughter myself, and on the one hand, it's historic and, something that that we may never see again. But of course, our primary focus is on public safety and response times, because what doesn't happen in a storm like this is the disappearance of normal calls for service, right? So
yeah.
Whether it be health issues, whether it be injuries, whether it be potential crime, we've already had two fires yesterday, another one this morning. And so what do you need to be able to respond to those? You need roads. And so our primary focus overnight with the snow plows that we were able to procure from Atlanta, 5 snow plows, as well as 4 front end loaders. So we have 9 pieces of equipment, thanks to Rhodes Inc. of Northwest Florida, as our part of our vendor group that when we declared that state of emergency, we were able to get on quickly. And we were able to get those snow plows in from Atlanta and beat the storm in on Monday night. And so that's given us a lot of flexibility. What does that mean for us? What it means is our 17 critical roads within the city have already been cleared of snow. And I want to be very clear in this. That does not mean ice. That is what we're working on right now. So you will not see a snow plow in a subdivision in Pensacola today. You should plan on all of your roads being impassable. But what we are focused on is getting a completely de-iced single lane on all of our 17 critical roadways that allow us to get to service and get to our healthcare systems. And so we've made great progress. Thank you so much to our public works team. We've been double staffed at fire and police. And all of our planning that has gotten us into a much better position than we would have been in without it. But when I say roads are open, treat every road as impassable. We're trying to get one lane open so we can get EMTs and fire and police. So if you decide to go on the road today, what you're saying is my life is more important than a police officer's, than a firefighter's, than someone that's in critical need. That's the decision point you should be thinking about if you plan on getting on the road. I don't care how big your truck tires are. It doesn't matter. The physics supersede truck size. And when there's ice on the roads, and we're only trying to clear one lane, you could be a deterrent for a life or death situation. So just because the snow's over, Andrew, doesn't mean that that it's now safe to just go out and gallivant on the roads.
Well, and in fact, that's what I've been telling people all day, is that, the snow being over actually means that things are probably going to get worse. Because as the weather turns warm, it's 20 degrees or 18 degrees now, but it's supposed to get up to above freezing today. You're going to have snow or sun beating down on the snow. That's going to melt it, which is eventually what we want. But if it melts it and refreezes it, now things are even worse. And the crunchy snow last night, it was just fluffy snowdrifts, dry powder, easy to drive on, relatively speaking, as long as you know what you're doing. The crunchy stuff this morning with the ice is much more challenging. And, the only reason I drove on it this morning is because I had to be at work and I wouldn't go out driving around.
Right.
and I know how to drive on this stuff, and I wouldn't go driving around. So totally with you on that.
Yeah. And listen, you getting the word out is certainly mission critical. We appreciate the opportunity to do that. But if listeners can take one thing away, I represent the city of Pensacola. I know your listener base is further out than that, but the same mission applies for Escambia County, for Santa Rosa County. Treat every road as impassable at this point. And it's not just your decision. You're making decisions on behalf of our police and our firefighter safety as well. If we have to stop answering calls and listen, response, you should expect that calls for service, the normal response times are going to be prolonged because of this effort. And so we were able to get to our fire in 4 minutes today, a huge, and that's a just part and parcel of how grateful we are that we had those snow plows in place, and we would not have been able to get there as quickly without these critical roads being relatively passable for our first responders. So that's what you can do for us as citizens of this region, of this community right now, is just continue to stay and enjoy your family at home. There's nothing to see out there. It's all white snow, nothing else to see out there.
it all looks like snow.
Yeah, I promise. It's all white. Everywhere you go is all white snow. So I would absolutely just continue to hope. And by the way, our city residents did a great job of that last night. We saw much less car volume last night. But don't let the sun trick you. It will stay below freezing. And I would expect that the snow is going to be here all through today, potentially all day tomorrow. We may not see a reprieve in terms of melt until Friday or Saturday.
And since we are kind of in this vicinity, I'll say that for traffic's on the fives, as we've been talking about road conditions and them being dangerous, and, Three Mile Bridge is closed and I-10 is closed still and will be for some time because those roads are impassable right now, certainly because we just don't have this kind of equipment and infrastructure to handle it. And this is presented by Generator Stores, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation and 24/7 support, Generator Source. com. Back to Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves. By the way, I thought it was genius to borrow some plows and personnel from Georgia, I guess. And, get the people who have the equipment and the people who know how to drive them and get them in to help. That's brilliant. Why would we need to buy things for a once every 20-year storm or ever instead when we can sort of outsource that like we do for a lot of things? I mean, that was a really smart move.
Yeah, well, thanks. And again, testament to our team. I was up in Washington, D.C. at U.S. Conference of Mayors and then was going to stay for the inauguration. I watched the inauguration at the at Reagan Airport and got in Monday, landed, signed the emergency declaration the moment I landed at the airport office. And that procurement allowed us to get them up and moving. And so And it has made, again, tangible result for us to be able to have these roads clear and to wake up this morning with the relative confidence that if we have a life or death situation, that we would be in a much, much better place. And so, again, this is our whole team gets credit for this. But the idea is if we got too many snow plows, that's a problem I'm willing to have. But if we were able to get these resources, we wanted to be as prepared as possible. And again, if you see a police or firefighter in your neighborhood or one, text them. We've had all of our leadership spending the night at their respective locations, our police department, fire department at our airport, even though it's closed. We have dozens of city staffers that have been on cots or on floors or on couches working through the night as our I will mention too, Andrew, quickly, those vendors, people said, well, how are you working? How are you going to have the snowplows working all night? They came with actually two professional operators. So it allowed one person to be going, one to be resting. So it has given us the capability to actually have them running all the time. So we don't have to take a break where it's just one operator. So again, grateful to Roads Inc. for helping us make that happen and for our team to be nimble and have us ready to go.
You mentioned it, but I just want to highlight folks. The Fly Pensacola website indicates mostly no flights, but a couple of them are either delayed or like the O'Hare flight is happening. But when I asked Matt Coughlin, the airport director, he indicated that it's just closed except for medevac. Is that all your understanding that the airport is not functioning, that whatever's on the flight board is actually incorrect?
That's correct.
Okay.
It is not open as of this point. And even if you see whatever the latest update was, that might say, well, it's closed until noon.
Yeah.
That's really irrelevant at this point. What we're saying, that could be extended. And understand for folks flying, trying to get in or out, a lot of these decisions are dictated early on by carriers, right? That they don't want to get their equipment or their people stuck here. That it's not really the airport necessarily that makes those calls early on, But now that, you know, we obviously we don't have the same type of equipment that a Denver International has or Chicago right. has to be handling this type of stuff. So what I would say is you can stay close to your news and media outlets out there, but I would assume at this point that that the airport will be closed until further notice.
Did they even have even some de-icing equipment for the wings and planes, or are they totally, I mean, what do you know?
I don't know off the top of my head. I know that we don't have snowplow equipment or anything right. like that typically at the airport. So we actually had a conversation this morning about we have our 17 critical roads again connecting us to, and I've been in contact with Sacred Heart and Baptist Hospital yesterday and today, early this morning. So we're working on those roads, and then of course one pretty quickly after that will be the loop at the airport. You know,
that
from
makes
a
sense.
That not because that's what's holding up being open, but that's something that we're going to need to get done. So,
right.
But I would expect these 17 roads are going to take the majority of our resources today, because they're having to go now kind of crack that ice and then get some de-icing material on it, and then make it soft enough to come bring that snowplow back through. So again, you may see a road today that looks, you know, some of these, you know, main streets or Cervantes, you can pretty much surmise what they are. You may live on one of those. You should not be driving on them. If you should be living on one of those, it may look clean, but there could be ice underneath. And that's
right.
what our primary effort's going to be, is to be able to continue to get to you guys, and to our citizens in the city. If there is an emergency, that is our primary focus. So again, I just reiterate, don't expect that we're driving into subdivisions or residential areas. I'm in Sanders Beach looking out my window right now. My street looked exactly like it did last
right.
night. Do not expect in residential areas that your road's going to be cleared. We've got more important things to do than to get into residential streets at this point.
And that's one of the things that can be misleading, is that the most dangerous road looks a lot like the safe road. And the roads that
Correct.
Really are, you know, treacherous look kind of clear. I would much rather drive on obvious snow than drive on, you know, it looks kind of flat because,
right.
God, it's been pressed down and that makes it ice and it's frozen, and that's actually the dangerous part. Hey, I did want to ask you, what did the emergency declaration do for you at the city? Expedite the ability to procure things like the snow plows, et cetera?
That was the primary function. Obviously, while I was in the air, Governor DeSantis had made that emergency declaration at the state level. The local designation allowed us to exactly, you know, your normal prototypical procurement, you know, three quotes and, you know, things like that. Obviously, in an emergency, you don't really have time to follow those policies and procedures, and that you just got to get something done. So that was our primary focus for that local state of emergency, was to do exactly that, to be able to get equipment in quickly and try to get it in to beat the storm. And again, thanks to Amy Tootle and our public works team, our police, our fire, Roads Inc. Made it happen. So our city is in a much better place this morning than we would have been with none of this equipment. I mean, we would be having full snow on all of our critical roads and trying to figure out what was next.
Absolutely. And, you know, look, I know we've been talking about the bridges and the highways, and I-110 and also the 3 Mile Bridge being closed, and, you know, when will that be reopened? But the truth of it is, even if you can get 3 Mile Bridge open, you still got to deal with the actual surface roads in Gulf Breeze and the surface roads in Pensacola. And as you say,
Correct.
Everybody is saying stay off the roads, treat them as impassable unless you absolutely have to be out on them. So even if the bridge opens, that doesn't mean, oh, hey, time free to go. You know, that's, well, you know, it's still
right.
a mess. And, you know, we need to probably wait a day or two, and tomorrow's going to be bad too. Mayor Reeves, thank you so much for the time this morning. I really appreciate it. I know your team has been working hard. I hope that you and they, in the middle of the working hard part, get a chance to enjoy it too. This is a once in a lifetime or ever snow and fun event in Pensacola. And it's okay to take a breather and have a little bit of fun and be parents and be kids again. So I'll give you permission if nobody else will, and you can pass it on to them. You know, you're residents too, and you can enjoy it. Thanks so much for the time, and we'll talk to you again next week, sir.
All right, Andrew. Hey, thank you so much. Thanks for spreading the word.
Absolutely. 824 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have health news, a CDC update.
Pneumococcal vaccination is now recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose. And millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
Early voting to replace ex-Congressman Matt Gaetz is happening now. This is your chance to vote in a new voice who has been with you every step of the way. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, a Pensacola native and the only candidate on the ballot who voters petitioned to be there. In this Republican primary, you have a critical choice to make. Either the local who will fight for you or more of the same insider corruption. It's a choice between Northwest Florida values or the lobbyist-funded establishment. Instead of taking super PAC and special interest money to litter your mailbox with mailers, I'm asking you personally for your vote. Let's come together to bring in a new era of strong, conservative leadership as we fight to revitalize our infrastructure, protect our veterans, and battle those predatory insurance companies. AOC and the Democrats have a monopoly on the young vote, but we finally have the answer. This movement is how we strengthen our majority in the House and ensure our conservative values guide the future. Vote today for Michael Dylan Thompson, and let's make history together.
Paid for and approved by Michael Dylan Thompson, Republican for Congress.
Need an affordable medical clinic?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a walk-in or same-day appointment?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a $45 zero copay medical plan?
Go to ProHealthFL.com. ProHealth has always been known for being Pensacola's most trusted and affordable clinic and lab, but now ProHealth offers over 30 affordable ultrasounds too. You never need a doctor's order, and ProHealth allows you to pay with HSA or FSA funds for all their services. You can even schedule yourself at ProHealthFL.com. That's ProHealthFL.com.
Daniel will not stop crying. I've changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple Crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the Period of Purple Crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
When you have a good thing going, having two good things going is twice as nice. Bobby Likas Auto Service has been helping Pensacola service and repair their vehicles for years. Now Bobby Likas Auto Service has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. Same great service and reliable work. No matter if you're driving a truck, a luxury vehicle, or your family sedan, take it to the place thousands have done for years. Take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service, still on Davis Highway and now also on Pensacola Boulevard.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Gadzooks! The Bumble Snow Monster of the North strikes again!
So really, I'd better scurry.
Your driver, his name is Murray.
Maybe just a happy dream.
Oh, we're both adults, so who's keeping score?
Well, it is cold outside. I will tell you also, it is quiet outside. That's one of the weirdest things is right now we're by the interstate at the news radio offices, and it's just silent outside. There's no cars. It's the weirdest thing. Let's see. Pensacola Hardware, if you need to do an improvement project on your home, you need to build something, rebuild something, repair, remodel, anything like that, or you just need supplies, safety equipment, or you need a Yeti cooler, or you need a gumbo pot, or you need a grill or some cookware, knives. They have all that stuff. And you say, well, that doesn't sound like hardware. No, that's the point. They have this massive, amazing hardware store with these fantastic people who know everything you need to know about hardware, and they can help you, guide you, figure out a project, how to solve it, and get you what you need to do it. But then in the front of the store is gifts, or for yourself or for somebody else. It's a fantastic place to go shopping. Like, there's really two stores in Pensacola Hardware. There's the housewares in the front, and there's all the hardware in the back. And it's just amazing. You should go down there. It's an institution. If you've never been in there, they've been there since 1851. Just think about that, 174 years. That is amazing. The oldest business in the entire state of Florida, one of the 50 oldest in the country. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. By the way, the traffic report, you know, with the roads are closed, that's all you really need to know. Stay off of them. This traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines, and I remember to press the button, David.
That might be the easiest traffic report that we'll ever see. Roads are closed.
Right now. Roads are closed. Stay home. You're good.
It's wonderful. It is eerily quiet out there, too. Migrants are no longer able to seek asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border after President Trump returned to office. Refugee admissions also set to be suspended. And all federal employees in diversity, equity, and inclusion positions are being ordered to be placed on leave by President Trump. That news coming after an executive order that ended federal DEI programs.
Most definitely. And all of the people said, amen. Got a question about schools for tomorrow and Friday. We don't know yet. They'll let us know when we know. My bet is that no school tomorrow and maybe also Friday. Just my personal bet. But we're waiting to find out.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. It's DEI Wednesday for the last time. Federal agencies have a 5 p.m. deadline to close all offices of diversity, equity, and inclusion under President Trump's executive order to end what he calls DEI discrimination in the federal workforce. Senate Democrats used delay tactics against Trump cabinet confirmations like John Ratcliffe for CIA. America's open for AI business, building the infrastructure for Stargate. President Trump announcing a $500 billion investment from SoftBank, Oracle, and OpenAI.
Stargate will be building the physical and virtual infrastructure to power the next generation of advancements in AI, and this will include the construction of colossal data centers, very, very massive structures.
Oracle CEO described AI advances for humanity like a cancer blood test that can develop a vaccine to target your cancer. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we have sunshine, 20 degrees, and really it is a beautiful morning. We've got the light all reflecting off of this fresh snow that fell yesterday all across the area. Enjoy it from home if you can. That's what we're that's what we're hearing from city officials. Stay off of the roads.
What doesn't happen in a storm like this is the disappearance of normal calls for service, right? So whether it be health issues, whether it be injuries, whether it be potential crime, we've already had two fires yesterday, another one this morning. And so what do you need to be able to respond to those? You need roads.
And that is Mayor D.C. Reeves here just moments ago talking with us here at News Radio 92.3. And he says, roads are partially cleared from the snow, not from the ice. They have 9 pieces of equipment working to clear roads. But since they're only partially cleared, they don't want anybody on the roads because they need those roads for access for first responders to get to those emergency calls. So again, consider all roads impassable. Stay at home if at all possible today. Now, taking a look at this snowfall from yesterday, crazy snowfall amounts destroying the old snowfall record here in across Northwest Florida. Our official numbers, this according to Channel 3, 7.6 inches of snow in Pensacola, 8.8 in Milton, 8.25 in Gulf Breeze, 8 inches in Pace, 6 inches in Cantonment, Orange Beach reporting 6.5 inches, and less further to the east, only 2.75 reported in Destin. Now, this does completely destroy the previous snowfall record, which was 3 inches. That was set in 1895. So this is the new record snowfall for the state and for this area. So this we'll see if it stands. Who knows? Could stand for forever. North Florida is still under a state of emergency. Governor DeSantis issuing that declaration yesterday. The city of Pensacola also under an emergency today. The National Weather Service does have a winter storm warning. That's still in effect for another half an hour. Also, other warnings in effect today. Freeze warnings, cold weather advisories, extreme cold warnings. Former Florida Senator Marco Rubio is officially sworn in as President Trump's Secretary of State yesterday.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
The duties of the office of which I'm about to enter.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. Secretary.
And Rubio was sworn in by Vice President J.D. Vance. He was unanimously confirmed earlier this week with a 99-0 vote. Rubio says under his leadership, the Department of State will be focusing only on things that further the national interests of the United States. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Traffic on the fives today. Stay home. Roads are closed. Bridges are closed. Interstate is closed. Officials saying stay home, stay off the roads, leave what is cleared available for first responders so they can make it to emergency calls. 8:35 News Radio 92.3. Alan Strum has our weather forecast from Channel 3.
Very cold weather continues all day. In fact, most of the day we will be below the freezing mark. Later this afternoon, we've got highs in the mid-30s, but we're only above freezing for 3 hours or so. So a chilly day here, but the sun will be out all day long. We're very cold again overnight with lows in the low 20s. This super thick blanket of snow is not going anywhere anytime soon. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. Sunshine. It is beautiful here in Pensacola today with a fresh blanket of snow, 20 degrees. 18 in Gulf Breeze, 19 in Milton. Your next news at 9 o'clock and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. And your money now. This morning, markets are on the rise. The Dow is up just about 100 points at 44,125.57. S&P up 29 points. Make that 30. Just went up as I was staring at it. It's at 6,079. NASDAQ is up 190 points this morning at 19,947. 10-year bond rate up this morning at 4.585%. Gold price is up $6.20 at $27.65.40. Silver prices, though, down 21 cents at $31.28. And taking a look at the crypto market, Bitcoin is down this morning, down 2,100 at 104,300. Ethereum's down 24 bucks. Solana's up $5 at 259.64. Dogecoin is down 2 cents this morning at 36 cents. XRP down a cent as well at 318. Our next news at 9. I'm David Wayne. Your money now.
Since 1988, Volkswagen drivers have come to Beadmore Imports on New Warrington Road for the distinctive style, innovative design, and value of VW offers. This year, the tradition continues with the all-electric ID. Buzz. This highly anticipated new VW has arrived and is waiting for you to experience today. The ID. Buzz joins the VW lineup, including the family-sized Atlas and the Atlas Cross Sport SUV. Both models are available with 1.9% financing for 60 months, or choose a $4,500 discount on the Atlas and $4,000 off the Atlas Cross Sport. And the 2024 Tiguan has 0% financing for 60 months or $3,000 in rebates. They all share VW's distinctive and innovative design, and they're all at Beadmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices.
Discounts are a standalone offer, not to be combined with special APR rate for Volkswagen Financial Services with qualifying credit. Offers expire March 3rd, 2025.
Ladies, are you looking to make a big difference in the new year? I'm Martha Holden, president of Impact 100, Pensacola Bay Area, a woman's philanthropic group that has awarded over $17 million to nonprofit organizations in our community. Women 18 and older are invited to upcoming meet and mingle events, with March 1st as our membership deadline. For details, check us out on Facebook or visit impact100pensacola.org.
Hey folks, this is Jimmy Petronas, Florida's Chief Financial Officer. Now, I just received an amazing phone call a few weeks ago that I want to tell you about. President Trump called me and said, "Jimmy, I want you to run for Congress." Wow. Yes, the guy who just won a landslide victory defeating the crazy Democrats in Washington, the guy who just got shot, stood back up and said, "Fight, fight, fight." That guy. President Donald J. Trump told me to run for Congress. Well, my mama didn't raise a dummy, so my response to the president was a very simple, "Yes, sir." I will run, and we will enact President Trump's agenda. We will secure the border. We will get rid of the woke foolishness in Washington. It's an honor of a lifetime to have President Trump's endorsement. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Petronas, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support on January 28th, paid for by Friends of Jimmy Petronas, Inc.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Well, we all know that rock and roll definitely ain't noise pollution. Good morning, 841 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Joining me by phone, my longtime friend, relatively new father, and the public information officer for Escambia County. I can't even, public safety. I'm like, I had emergency management stuck in my head. I'm like, ECFR, EMS, what's the acronym? Davis, Davis Wood is with us. Davis, good to have you back, man. Great to hear your voice, by the way.
Hey, it's always a pleasure being on. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So we talked with DC just a minute ago, so we know all about the city. The county, meanwhile, is, I imagine, first of all, Did we have, I know like FHP had a couple of snowplows and spreaders and things like that, but what were we out doing yesterday in terms of preparing the roads? Because I don't think we have a lot of equipment for this.
The biggest thing was we were sanding roadways and bridges, primarily bridges. We were working with FDOT on taking care of some of the larger structures. I mean, they, of course, took care of the interstates, the major bridges, including the Escambia County Bay Bridge and Pensacola Bay Bridge, but
Both of which are still closed at this time and are going to likely be closed for a while. Right. Go ahead.
Yes. So that was primarily what we were doing, is we were just sanding roadways to make sure that we had traction on the road. And the biggest purpose was to make sure we're serving our emergency personnel, because that's who we want on the roadways. So we're sticking with the same message of today. Even though we might have a little bit of melt in the snow, it's still below freezing temperatures. We want you to stay off the roadways. The roadways are frozen. They're covered in snow. And then, especially when it does start to melt a little bit, it's going to freeze overnight. So we encourage people to stay off the roadways.
What, you know, I know you guys talk about these kind of things, but what is your expectation for the next day or two? Somebody asked me, obviously you don't make the decision, but somebody asked me about schools. And I said, I'll tell you, I just won't be surprised if school's canceled for the rest of the week. Because as you said, the melt a little refreeze is incredibly likely for both of the next 2 days. But what are you guys thinking about in, public safety?
Well, we're going to regroup. We're going to, if we can't do it in person, which I imagine we won't, we're going to get on the phone. We're going to take a look at the forecast, get an idea of where the snow is going. And we'll have a decision made here as we go throughout the day. We're going to get with our partners with Escambia County Public Schools and try and make a determination that's going to be safe for everybody. We haven't come down to that conclusion yet, but do expect that here as we go throughout the day. Of course, as I'm standing in my backyard, there's a lot of snow, and it's hard to believe the snow will be gone and be safe to drive through on the roadways in 24 hours. Let's put it that way.
Right. And it's kind of one of those odd situations where, you know, a lot of times if school does get canceled, parents still have to work. And so suddenly they got to figure out childcare and whatever. Well, you know, most parents, I would imagine, are just as stuck at home as the kids are in this weather because, you know, I mean, who's even open? Obviously, right. Emergency. You know, the jail is obviously open, and the hospital is obviously open, and you guys, and you know, we're here. But the vast majority of businesses and restaurants and everything else, I would think, are just not going to be open today. Has that been what you guys are seeing?
That's what we've been seeing. And I will say, if I haven't checked in our local Waffle House yet, but if Waffle House is closed, that should tell you something. I saw a post that they're open.
Yeah, Channel 3, I think, was saying they were open, but you know. That creates its own problems because how do you get there? The employees got to get there, whatever. I mean, I drove in this morning. I will say, as somebody who's from the north, you know, as I've been saying all morning, you don't want to drive on these roads. You know, if you know what you're doing and you don't have to go very far and you really need to be on them, okay, that's one thing. That's me. But if you've not driven on them or if you don't absolutely have to be out there, I mean, don't be out there, right?
Right. And that's the biggest thing is that if you're trying to make the determination, especially as a business owner, well, do we open business tomorrow? Do employees come into work tomorrow? Go back to the point, well, schools could possibly be canceled. County offices could possibly be closed. But what if you have to go to work? I think what we want to encourage people is that we wanted you to stay off the roadways. If work can be closed, it might be safe to keep business closed. We want to make sure that only emergency personnel are on the roadways and are able to still be able to respond in a timely manner. Because if you get on the roadways and perhaps it's unnecessary. I know the mayor was talking about this. What you're now doing is you're putting yourself at risk and then you're putting our emergency personnel out on the roadways and you must expect delayed response times because the roadways are slick. They are covered in snow. They are not going to be the normal response times that you would typically see on a bright sunny day. So now you're putting extra challenge on our personnel, which then goes back to being a challenge for you. So that the biggest thing is we just want to encourage people to remain home if you can.
Right.
If you must, we encourage you to stay home.
Thanks so much. We're talking to Davis Wood. He is the public information officer for Escambia County Public Safety. I'll be back with Davis in just a second. Quick check of the roads. Nothing to check. I mean, they're empty and they should stay empty. And that's the whole point. You know that by now. In fact, the interstates are actually closed. The bridges are actually closed. Side roads and surface streets are, except for hilly areas, are roughly open. But I will tell you, stay off them if you can. They're very treacherous. And unless you know what you're doing, you're just as likely to wreck your car or get in a ditch. And then you got to call for service and then you create problems. This traffic report is brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. Back to Davis Wood from Public Safety. Davis, does it feel like old home week to hear me read a tag on a traffic report?
It does. In fact, this is something that I would normally be doing
if I
were at the radio station because I handled the traffic for a long time. So it's great hearing you do it. It feels like we hadn't missed a beat.
It's great. And John Pickens is, of course, normally producing the show, but he did not get in from Milton this morning in his Camaro, which I agree is a good decision. Not to try to make that thing go over Highway 90 and, you know, figure it out this morning. Davis, I did want to ask you something about particularly fire and EMS, because I do think it's a very good point you make. And DC made the same point about if you get out on the road and then you get in trouble, you're going to create a problem and interfere with, you know, maybe somebody's life gets in jeopardy because the ambulance can't get through or because, you know, a sheriff's deputy has to respond. But the question is, you know, look, the deputies drive the Tahoes and, you know, they're four-wheel drive. At least I assume they are. Maybe they're not. You know, fire engines are heavy. Ambulances are heavy. How are the various elements of our emergency response team, public safety, how are they able to drive on the roads? Because, you know, if I can get around in my Civic slowly, I assume they can get around slowly enough, but they can get around and make calls, right?
Yes, and I am happy to report that we've had limited issues. We put out a news report yesterday that roads are getting impassable if they are not already impassable. And there have been at least one incident that I am aware of where we had to delay a call because we came to a roadway, could not pass it, had to go around.
Wow.
So there have been instances where that occurred. There was actually one very minor incident where we hit a little bit of ice and very slowly drifted off the road. Fortunately, we were able to get back on the road and continue to move forward. But overall, we've been able to respond. We have, you know, response times have been just a little bit delayed because we have to make sure we're proceeding with caution. We cannot cruise at the normal rate that we would want to cruise. we have to move with a little bit extra caution for the safety of our personnel
right.
and for those that are needing to be in the ambulance. So, but other than that, you know, we actually responded to RV fire. Fire rescue did yesterday. We had an electrical fire overnight that ended up being minor, but still required a response. And naturally, we had our typical medical calls that we had to respond to that occurred overnight that we were able to respond to. So despite the challenges, our crews were able to persevere and push through, had to do it maybe at a little bit of a slower pace, at a safer pace, but we were still able to get the job done.
Well, that's good news. And I was curious about that because, you know, people don't stop having heart attacks just because there's snow and people don't stop cutting themselves on the, you know, while they're cooking or, you know, inadvertently hurting themselves. Or the one thing you've got is you don't have to respond to car crashes because they're typically not happening. But, you know, you have all kinds of other things. Life goes on and, you know, people get injured or need medical calls. And so you have to show up to them. So I appreciate that work. And I definitely appreciate the idea of It's kind of like, you know, in hurricane response, when in the first, you know, day or two after the hurricane, you tell people don't go driving around because all you're going to do is get in the way of the guys who are fixing the power poles and pulling the trees down. It's the same basic thing here. Don't go driving around because even if you can do it safely, which is hard to do, I will tell you from experience, even if you can do it safely, you're just as likely to get in the way and interfere with somebody who's doing something very important and you don't want to be that person. Davis Wood, he is the public information officer for Escambia County Public Safety. Davis, as always, man, thanks for all the work that you did for us for so long, for me for so long, and now for Escambia County and getting the word out and keeping people safe, man. I appreciate it, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Of course. 850 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, you want to make sure that you get good advice from somebody who has experience, knows how to sell homes. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. You know, when the market was easy, because there was a while when the market was kind of like you're walking out to put a for sale sign in the front yard and somebody, you know, three people make you offer while you're standing there putting, you know, like it was that easy to sell homes. Even in that environment, they were great at helping you get the best possible price buying or selling. But when things get a little tighter, as they have been for the last couple of years, and they were selling over like 250 homes a year before, and now they're selling like 175, 165 a year, that's still an awful lot when a lot of people are not selling very many at all. But the point is, they know how to get it done even now. And now is when you need a realtor even more to make sure that you get the deal done, that you find the right price, that you get the best possible thing, you know, buying or selling. And they can give you that advice. When you do it 3.5 times every single week, you know how the market is working. You know how to give people great advice on how to price, how to stage, when to do the open house, all that kind of stuff. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Sarah, Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark?
Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I had the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy. It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. Reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at WaveMen'sHealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's WaveMen'sHealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
The biggest Ponzi scheme in history is going on right now, and it's being run by our own government. I'm Greg Merck, Republican for Congress. Every month, our government sells new U.S. treasuries, using the money to fund massive deficit spending and pay off older, maturing treasuries, borrowing new money to pay old investors while taking their cut in the middle. This is the very definition of a Ponzi scheme. People go to jail for this crime, but Washington has been doing it for decades, and they don't even hide it. With a background in finance, I understand economics, financial markets, and global economies. I know what's wrong in Washington, and I have a plan to fix it. And I served over 2 decades on active duty as a Navy pilot and Combat Air Force B-1 pilot with multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. We live in the most military district in America. We must send a veteran to Washington, and no one in this race has more experience than me. On January 28th, vote Greg Merck for Congress. Send the alpha to Washington and put Merck to work. I'm Greg Merck, and I approve this message.
paid for by Greg Merck for Congress.
Start your year in a new Subaru from Anderson Subaru. 2024 Crosstrek model starting at $25,262. 2024 Forester Wilderness model starting at $36,222. And 2025 Outback model start at $28,868. Love is out there. Find it at Anderson Subaru. Highway 29 just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
The Celtic Angels enable their audiences to experience the real Ireland, celebrating their cherished heritage through Irish song. Five beautiful women with glorious harmonies make up the Celtic Angels. The Celtic Knights world champion dancers leave audiences breathless. And the Trinity Band Ensemble with flawless interpretations of authentic Irish music. Join us for award-winning song, dance, and music as the Celtic Angels carry you to Ireland on Wings of Music.
Coming to the Sanger Theater March 17th. Get your tickets now.
The cost of health care is in the news. Tune in today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and we'll be discussing the ProHealth Medical Membership Program as well as the 20 affordable on-site ultrasounds they now offer. Find out how ProHealth can help you take out the stress and the cost of health care. Today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, laser lips. Your mama was a snowblower.
Oh, no. Now, what is this here nonsense? I got people telling me that the mic was on during the commercials and I was talking or something. I've been doing radio for a long time. Obviously, I would not make a mistake like... totally did it. 100%. Because I don't ever have to be on this side of the operations situation. That's so funny. Oh, what a novice. First day on the... Somebody texted me, must be your first day on the job. It is! It definitely is. That's so funny. And that's why you don't swear in the control room. 8:57 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, one of the nice... Oh, somebody texted me. This is funny. Somebody says, if you've ever said to yourself, I'll do that when hell freezes over, today's your day. Get going. Anyway, one of the things I had noticed, I went outside, I mentioned this a minute ago, but I walked outside just to look around because it's just, I mean, it's a fascinating landscape. We don't get to see this in Florida. And we're right by the interstate, 110 and I-10, at the old Darrell Steakhouse, the wooden building that's the Cat Country building. They're like, I mean, you know, Cat Country is like 30 feet away from me in their studio. So we're all, you know, in the same company. And I walked outside and I looked around and I was like, it's so quiet. Oh, yeah. There's nobody on the roads. There's no because the interstate noise is constant. And you just get used to it. You just part of the background of life that there's interstate noise. And not only is there no interstate noise, there's no other driving around going on, and the snow dampens whatever noise there might be. So it's just, it's not just normal quiet, it's silent. It's anti-noise. You have, you know, it's like a sound dampening room out there. It's wild, and it's actually one of the nice things about snow. It creates a whole different audio environment for you when you're out in it. And I mean, if you hadn't noticed, go outside and, you know, I mean, take a listen. Sounds like that. Sounds better than that. Oh, and one of the other things, it's funny because, again, I've lived in this my whole life. Okay, I'm from the Midwest. You know, Chicago, Detroit, St. Louis. I mean, you know, snow is not novel to me. And I'm glad you're getting to enjoy it. Those of you who are from Florida and this has never happened before, and this level of snow has never happened in Florida and will probably never, ever happen again. This is an amazing... People will be talking about this in 50 years, no doubt, okay? I was there for the 7-inch snowfall in Florida, right? That'll happen. One of the other interesting things you kind of forget about this stuff is it's so bright at night. because partially probably clouds, you know, that are reflecting down from the light that might be going up from the streetlights, but also the snow on the ground does so much reflection compared to the, you know, streets gray or black and grass dark or whatever. It's just it's another one of those weird things you notice when you go out in it. One tip is if you do have to plow it all, or if you have to shovel it all today, slowly. Heart attacks are a real thing.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.